It's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. The Music Man previews this Friday at Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Opening night is Saturday, and then the Music Man runs in repertory through September the 1st. Victoria Bussard is here. This is her 14th season at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. She has directed, well, you named the musical for the last 14 years, and she's directed
them. True.
Wow. I am an unabashed fan of yours and all of your work, and thank you so much for coming in to talk a little
bit
about
it. It's such
this.
A pleasure to be here.
So I have a little bit of a surprise. I want to start with something here. I found this the other night. This is from 1964. I remember watching, it was the Ed Sullivan Show, and the Beatles were on. And I was watching there in the living room, black and white. Mom and Dad were there. And they, of course, were singing, "Oh, I Want to Hold Your Hand," etc. And then they sang this song.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing.
Of course, that's Paul McCartney, and so I'm sitting there. I say, "Well, this is great." And my mom and dad all of a sudden were paying attention. They said, "Well, George, that's from the Music Man." I said, "What's the Music Man?" They said, "Well, we saw it in New York. It's a musical." I said, "Well, I need to know what this is. The Beatles are singing songs from the Music Man."
Yeah.
And so Paul McCartney, "Till There Was You."
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
You know, we all connect dots, whatever we can, and of course, I'm now a total theater nerd, and The Music Man is the perfect American musical.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's incredibly special. You know, Meredith Willson, who wrote it, grew up in Mason City, Iowa, and it's so much about the heartland and the heart of America.
Mm. I remember talking with Charlie Fee, artistic director of the festival, last year, and he first told me that The Music Man was going to be this year's musical, and I said, "Wow, that's a big show." And he said, "Yes, I know. This is a really big show.
It's
for you
huge.
Guys.
It's the largest cast we've ever had on stage, and the most spectacular choreography by Jacqueline Miller that I have ever seen on our stage."
Okay, so talk to me about casting then, because you've got a cast this size.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm very lucky. I have two of the most amazing principals. I got to handpick my cast. Mm-hmm. And so to have Alex Sayek playing Harold Hill and Jillian Cates as Marion doesn't get better than this.
Fantastic. Okay, so if I had a young daughter or son, I think I would tell them, if they were interested in theater, to go to Baldwin Waltz. Can you clue us a bit here in Boise, Idaho, about Baldwin Wallace and your connection to Baldwin Wallace and this deep pool of talent that you draw from for your show?
Yes. Well, I'm heading into my 24th year at Baldwin Wallace University, and we have a very different kind of music theater program where our students get their major in, they get a Bachelor of Music as opposed to a BFA in theater. So our students and our grads have an incredible wealth of musical talent. And yes, both of these leads are my grads.
But many of the performers have been.
Yeah.
It's a very deep pool.
It's a very deep pool, and we have a lot of them Broadway as well. I mean, our whole philosophy is to train them. My philosophy is to train them to hire them. And I am blessed with really extraordinary students who inspire me constantly.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the decision process leading to The Music Man?
You know, we had wanted to do it several years ago, and Charlie Fee was like, "It's just too big." Mm-hmm. And after Mamma Mia and after Hunchback, which was also large, we decided it was time to take it on and that we had the right actors to do it.
And can you talk about this very 20th century story in 2019? And how we plug into it?
Yeah, you know, to me, what Music Man is about is a love of, not only a love of music, but how music permeates all of our lives and how it can change people, even the hope of music. When parents go and see recitals by their children, They're ecstatic. And the children, the children become more confident human beings by participating in the arts. And that's what Music Man is essentially about
to me.
And
that's that magic of that final scene.
It really is.
And, like,
and we have children ages 7 to 13 in that final scene.
And the songs. The songs are some of the most
incredible
songs in the world.
76 trombones, Trouble, Wells Fargo Wagon. We have a very special way we're doing the Wells Fargo Wagon.
Really? Oh, do you have a barbershop quartet?
We sure do.
Of course. But Trouble. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Trouble is like early Hamilton. It is just as many words as the rapping in Hamilton is.
You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets
in a table. Pockets up. Mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum with a capital B. That rhymes with B. That stands for pool.
Okay. I had to get that out of my system. Okay. So we've talked a little bit about your stars.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break and bring them in.
Fantastic.
This is Idaho Matters. You're listening to Boise State Public Radio News. Wow. That'll put a spring in your step. It's Tuesday. It is June the 25th, and you're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. We're back with the director of The Music Man, Victoria Bussert. And joining us now are the two stars of the show, Alex Sayek and Jillian Cates.
Hi.
Hello.
Alex's Professor Harold Hill.
Yes.
And Jillian, of course, you are?
Marion.
The librarian. Oh, my goodness. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk about these two folks now that they're in the room.
Well, they're two of my favorite actors to work with anywhere. And I was fortunate enough to have both of them as students. Alex comes from California and Jillian comes from Oklahoma, and they ended up with me in Ohio, and I feel very lucky.
Alex, this is on the short list of lead roles in an American musical. Harold Hill is pretty close to the top.
It is, as Vicky said the other day, she believes the King Lear of musical theater.
Yeah. No pressure.
Yeah, right. No, it is a lot of words and a lot of feelings, and I'm blessed to be able to say those words and feel those feelings.
And again, just for the record, you're in dress rehearsal this evening, previews this Friday,
starting
opening
up
night Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of words. Harold Hill, right?
Oh, yeah, mile a minute.
Okay. What's the secret sauce?
Oh,
for you.
Definitely got to warm up the lips before the show.
How do you warm up the lips? Give me a night.
You know,
a motorboating?
A little motorboating. Yeah. And it's really a thing I've been told that I talk at a pace for most of my life.
So this is somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Okay.
My sister and I have a language that my mother calls that she can't understand because we speak at such a rapid pace to each other. But
wow.
Yeah, so it was fun.
Where in California?
Huntington Beach.
Okay, Jillian, this is your sixth year, Idaho Shakespeare.
That's right.
And some of our fondest memories on the stage are of you.
Thank you.
I could just go all day. My Fair Lady, Mamma Mia.
All night?
Year.
Could you go all night?
Absolutely. And The Secret Garden. And now Marion, again, a definitive role in American theater.
Yes, absolutely. I did it in high school.
Yeah, big difference.
Oh, big old difference. A different human being sitting here now.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful to
have
be
you
doing
figured
it.
Out, Marion?
I think so. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes. She's very ahead of her time. Mm-hmm. She is a woman that doesn't conform to societal norms, and I'm very much that way. I'm sure my little brother would call me an old maid at this point.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm just like her. I'm not going to settle for less than or to appease anybody else. You know, I'm waiting for just the right things at the right time, and I believe education like she does is the best thing a woman can give to herself. And yeah, so.
I don't think it's a huge spoiler to say that these two end up together. But why does she forgive Harold?
I think because she sees his heart above all else, leading there are mistakes and there are flaws as we all have, but
yeah, but these are.
Yes, these are
these are
this,
really
criminal.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
But she is looking for someone that inspires people and gives life and heart. And I mean, he really does, although it's a bad way to go about it, he gives the community new hope. Life and hope.
Yeah.
And he totally brings color to their world. And that's what she's been looking for all along, you know.
And Harold says, I always think there's going to be a band.
Yeah. I always think there's a band kid. Isn't
yeah.
It's one of my favorite
little Winthrop?
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what's it like working with little ones in this show?
Amazing.
Right. Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. They're because there are dangerous. Some actors who would
I'm just a big little one, oh. You know?
Okay, cool. And some of Marion's songs are iconic.
Yes.
And I've got to imagine somewhat challenging for a singer. These are really
definitely.
High notes.
Yes, very high notes.
The original Marion was Barbara Cook.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And you hear recordings of her voice. And you, guess what?
Stunning.
These same notes you're going to be hitting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. A big show, a very big show.
Very.
At Idaho Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. So can I assume that, you can't spoil the ending here, but... I mean, do we hear, like, some brass in this show? And is there, like, a really big, you know, happy ending here?
I always believe there's a band, kid.
Oh, wow. Wow. Victoria, Alex, Jillian, can you talk about, particularly for a singer, dealing with the elements here? Mm-hmm. You have now performed here for a number of years. You know that chances are we will come close to, if not surpass, triple digits mm-hmm. here. We live in a desert, no matter what people think. It is a desert.
Yep.
It's a major challenge in your profession.
It is.
Entirely.
Yeah. How do you deal with that professionally?
Hydration is key.
Yeah.
I drink more water here in Idaho when I'm here than I do the rest of the year, for sure. And it's knowing when you do need to take shelter, you know, quote mm-hmm. unquote, because we have a wonderful tiring house behind the theater with air conditioning, and that is not.
It's called a tiring house?
Yeah. So it's
the old term.
Is it really?
The theater, yeah. Yep.
Okay. This yeah. is where I just go
with the
to
green
exhale?
Room and the dressing rooms. That's
There's
all
the
tiring
yes.
house.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and our stage crew, like, takes great care of the actors and vice versa. Everyone's there for each other.
You've
and our apprentice company as well are always there to help, and they're wonderful people to work with us on this project as well.
I think it's just about pacing and, you know, just being careful and rest. Rest is so important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it gets smoky out there sometimes. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You're just, you know, if you need a little more, little Manuka honey, lozenge, mm-hmm. you know, what you just seeing what you need in that day and...
Get your tea station.
Planning accordingly,
a
yeah.
tea station.
Mm. Yes.
Okay. But these costumes, I'm going to guess, are considerable.
Yes.
Yes. They are true to the period. You know, yeah. layers, corsets.
Wow.
Petticoats.
In
yeah.
the heat.
That'll,
yes.
That'll be the new element we add this week. So.
Wow. Victoria, can you talk a little bit about the musicians? I mean, obviously, you're going to have a full orchestra. To accompany this very big show.
Right. We have Matthew Webb is our music director, and he has adapted orchestrations for our band here. Mm-hmm. And I got to sit in on a band rehearsal last week, and they are spectacular. The musicians here in Boise are amazing.
Because this score, I mean, it's truly, the musicians are co-stars.
Absolutely.
For this music in
yeah.
particular, right?
Yeah. And to hear all of that brass.
Mm-hmm.
And also the players understand the tone of the music. You don't always get that. They were really exciting to listen to them play. I wanted to get up and dance. I heard them doing Shapoopy. And I was like, oh my God.
Hello.
Yeah.
we all have memories out at the amphitheater. Some of them are unusual. We've talked about the elements, but there's also some wildlife on occasion.
Oh, yes.
I've actually been to a production where a peacock landed on the stage.
Oh.
Have you had some experiences with the with all of that?
Mostly bugs in my account.
We have the occasional bird scene partner come in for a...
A bird scene partner.
Yes, you know, come in and make themselves available for...
Known.
Yes.
Well, but what I've noticed with Jillian is the birds really react when she sings.
Oh, wow.
I'm up in there.
Yeah, she's up in their stratosphere, and they are singing with her.
And the big song would be what? My White Knight?
My White Knight.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
Those are really serious notes.
So
the
it's
birds
so
will
gorgeous. I hope. I can't wait.
Sure. I'm going to guess that more than a few young ladies have approached you after a show over the years and want to be you.
Yeah, it's really sweet. I have a pen pal that I met backstage, and I write to her when I'm in Cleveland or New York, and she's actually an apprentice this year.
Yeah.
So, I have some little gal pals.
What do you tell them?
You know, I just want them to go for it, whatever that is, you know, whether it's theater or something else, but I just try to be a good role model and show them you can be weird, silly, fun you, and do anything. They can do anything.
Wow. This commitment is beyond the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. Because of your relationship with Great Lakes, you will have a full run here this summer, right?
Correct.
And then you take this show to Cleveland.
On the road.
Right?
Yeah, Cleveland.
This fall. And then you go for a few months there?
Yes, through the first week in November.
I'm guessing that's really good news for an actor.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about employment, actually.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For long-term employment. But how far out do you map your careers?
It is the double-edged sword of, like, we get to work for a majority of the year because of this company and how they, you know, treat their actors in such a wonderful way. But, like, because we're gone for, like, 5-month stretches from, you know, the hub, the city, whatever city it might be where all the auditions are, you know, by the time we get back, it's sort of then you have to find your sea legs again every time you get back. So it's like when we leave in the spring, we know we're here. That's what we know. And then it's figuring out the rest as it comes.
But what is your life like? Are there auditions then beyond that? Where is your home base? Because I'm guessing you have to go to one of the coasts for a fair amount of these auditions.
We're both based in New York City, so we have apartments there right now.
That's where we keep our stuff.
Different people living with our stuff, but we make it work, and I'm so lucky. I never miss New York too much when I get out here.
Oh, because it's beautiful.
Because it's beautiful, and we're making such great art. It's a dream.
Wow. And the big picture, I mean, this is part of it, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alex, I'm guessing more than a few young men have approached you and say, I want to be you.
Yeah. I guess. I think Jillian gets the pen pals. I get yes. I'll say yes.
You're in repertory. How many shows are you in this summer?
Three. Yeah, Jill and I are both doing three. We're both in Witness right now.
And
Julius Caesar.
You'll do Caesar in August.
Mm-hmm. We'll start rehearsals next week.
Can you talk about that experience? I mean, the joke is that all of a sudden you're doing Caesar one night in the middle of Music Man.
Right. It's awesome. It's so fun to be able to jump worlds.
You love that, then.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, wow.
And people, you know, always say, how do you keep them separate? But it's really, you know, our brains are so amazing. It's like a disc changer, a CD disc changer. So you really don't, you put that disc in and you're in River City or you're
So you've been doing Witness now for, what, a month or so?
We were in Cleveland with it.
Right.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay, even before that.
Yeah.
And then you'll start Caesar.
Which will run through the end of August.
At the end of this month. But you rarely have a night off then.
Monday. Mondays. We're the only people in the world that love a Monday, theater people.
All the best.
Thank you. We
can't wait to see your show.
Can't wait for you to be there.
Wonderful. And the Music Man previews Friday. It opens Saturday at the Idaho Shakespeare Festival. It runs a repertory through September the 1st. Okay, this is where I say goodbye. Thank you for joining us. Our producers are Samantha Wright, Richard Copeland, associate producer Hannah Gardowski. They are the folks who make this show happen. I'm George Prentice. I'll give it another try tomorrow. This is Boise State Public Radio News.